Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan on a Thursday night. Hope you're having a good one. It is time to go up to Minnesota, where former NFL linebacker Ben Lieber is a member of the Vikings radio broadcast team, and he joins us now here on your home of the Cowboys. Good evening, Ben. How the heck you doing up there?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm just kind of bracing for this mega cold front we're about to have. You guys know nothing about that down there, but
Nothing.
It's going to be a high of minus 10, I think, on Saturday.
There you go.
We were up there for the Super Bowl maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago. How long ago was that? And we did not leave the Mall of America. I had to go out to the parking lot once, and I nearly froze to death there in the 45 seconds or so. So that's been my only experience with weather that frigid.
Well, you've got everything you need at the Mall of America. You're probably at the JW, which is a great place to stay.
Yeah.
And you've got every shop that you'd ever need, and you got an amusement park right in the middle. So why would you want to leave?
I didn't want to. It was actually a fantastic week. I look forward to maybe getting to explore more of Minnesota and the Twin Cities area in a future date. But this one right here going to be in Dallas. And, you know, I guess our first question is, like, how good are the Vikings? It seems like from afar, if y'all had a quarterback, you'd be a pretty viable playoff team right now.
Yeah, that's a pretty fair assessment. I mean, I think, you know, going into the season, based off of last season, that's what everybody felt like the expectation was let's groom this young quarterback in his first year starting, and as long as he doesn't throw games away and he's not too risky, and if we just get an average amount of quarterback play, then we're going to be fine. You know, maybe not a championship-level team. I don't think anybody had that expectation, but being competitive in every game, making it exciting, you know, getting to the playoffs, I think were realistic expectations. And we've certainly fallen short of that. It's been all about quarterback play. Injuries up and down the offensive line really, you know, held us back in the first, I would say, half of the season. And then, you know, we had Carson Wentz in there, and he gets hurt. And then JJ comes back, and then he gets hurt again. So it has been up and down and very inconsistent at that spot.
Is there regret letting Darnold go? What's the consensus on that?
No, I don't think so. Of course, there is a kind of small but loud, I think, part of the fan base that is still saying that we messed up not bringing in Aaron Rodgers. We should have never let Daniel Jones go. We should have never let Darnold go. It's like nobody's going to be happy unless we get a high-end amount of quarterback play. But to me, I'm all about developing McCarthy and – you know, I've heard the number of 50 starts. You know, I was talking to a pretty reputable former player, and he's a former quarterback, and he's like, look, man, you need about 50 starts to see what you have. And, you know, some of it's going to be really good and some of it's going to be really bad. And at the time we were talking, he's like, look, he's got like four starts right now. Like, I wouldn't freak out. You know, there's time to develop this kid. So that's kind of where I'm at, is as long as he shows progression, as long as he shows that there is something to look forward to next year, then I think it's a successful season.
Ben, Zach, thanks so much for jumping on with us again, man. I was a huge fan of Donovan Jackson coming out of the draft. I know you mentioned the offensive line's been hurt, but when they're whole, do you think this unit is trending in the right direction, and how's Donovan been in his rookie year?
Dude, Donovan's been fantastic, man. You want to talk about a tough dude. You know, he missed some time because he had a wrist surgery, and he played, this was going into our bye week, so he knew the week before that he had broken his wrist. And he's like, look, I can put off this surgery until after this next game, until we head into the bye week. And so he did. He played a game with a broken wrist, a known broken wrist, and he played well. I think that's all he needed to do to show the team that he's in it for the long haul. He's committed. He's a tough dude. He's old school. And I definitely think that he's better going forward than he is backwards. And I'm not saying that he's bad going backwards, but as you guys know, I mean, you guys have had some injuries on the offensive line too. You know, when you interject some of these younger guys, they'll have a lot of experience. The dynamic amount of twists and stunts and blitzes that they have to pick up while going backwards and communicating, I think just takes time. And, you know, so he's had some struggles there, but overall he's had a really good season.
So how's your assessment of the running game? Because I think there's a lot of Cowboy fans. We've got PTSD when Aaron Jones comes to AT&T Stadium from his days with Green Bay.
You know, the running game is good when we commit to it. And that's one thing that the KOC, he admits and he knows, and he knows that sometimes he gets away from it a little bit too soon in some of these games. But, you know, he's pass-oriented, so that's natural for him to want to rely on the passing game. But you look at last week's game where we ran the ball 31 times. I think officially, if you count all the kneel downs, it was like 34 times or something like that. But, you know, we committed to the run, and we ran at a pretty good rate. And I think when we can find that balance of taking some of the weight off of McCarthy's shoulders, really, really getting downhill in the running game, using CJ Ham, kind of like you guys have true 21 personnel, that's when we're at our best, and then use all the play action off of that. I think that's what makes the offense really go. And so we're kind of all expecting the same sort of blueprint from last week. And hopefully, you know, your defense continues to struggle.
Hey, Ben, I spent 5 years of my life in Green Bay, so I understand exactly what you're talking about with cold weather up there. So I'm the one Texas guy on this radio program that understands running to a car, you know, in cold weather. So, but
well, the thing is, yeah. As you know, though, you got to be careful, though. Yeah, running will get you. You're going to fall right on your back.
And I tell you what, that's when it was funny you say that, because the first time I used to work with the Packers, and I fell in the parking lot at Lambeau Field, you know. So I'm like, what the hell am I doing up here? Kind of a thing. So yeah, I understand those cold days and all. I want to ask you though, as a former linebacker, how much fun would you have had playing in this scheme that the Vikings have, with the way that Brian Flores kind of gets everybody involved in the front seven?
Oh man, it would have been a blast. I mean, I think every player on the defensive side, you know, the favorite thing to do is to blitz, because. Not to say that there isn't some responsibilities to that, but it's such a freeing thing when you get your name called and you know you're blitzing. All you got to know is, you know, what sort of leverage am I going to take on the running back or the tight end? That's it. You know, after that, it's just pin your ears back and go be physical and go make something happen, because you can still get an attaboy and a plus on your grade sheet if you just create some chaos. And you know, which is quite the opposite in the pass game. When you're dropping in coverage and you've got a kind of progression read to see what the routes are doing and what threats are presented, I mean, you can feel like you're doing something positive, and then you get back in the film room and you're like, you can't drop like that when this guy does this and this guy does this behind you. And you're like, well, son of a bee, I thought I actually had a positive play on that, you know? So, it feels really good, and that's the one thing that's fun to watch about this defense is they come from all different angles, and we have two really, really good blitzing inside linebackers. And Eric Wilson, just he's had, I think, a Pro Bowl season. I hope that he gets the love that he deserves.
What's the key to sort of neutralizing what Flores wants to do and having success against him?
I tell you what, if you can pick it up, it's a pretty porous defense. A lot of times it's only five, six guys in coverage. Like I was saying before about, you know, being a linebacker and having to drop. I mean, it's really hard when you have a concept of three under three deep and you're trying to cover a lot of grass and the quarterback's not scrambling for his life out there and they can actually find the outlet. The middle of the field, intermediate middle of the field has been our Achilles heel with Flores the whole time that he's been here. If you can get some time and you can have some in-cutting routes at about that 12 to 15 range, that's been deadly. You know, it's deep enough to where our linebackers can't run up there and mug at the line of scrimmage and get back in time. And it's also, even when they have time, again, if you present something, you know, to the left or right of them and they have to honor that, then you can sneak a guy in behind. So that is the vulnerability about this defense, is kind of that soft spot in the middle of the field.
Ben, they've had a lot of run stops on, but they blitz so much on first and second down. Have the run stops been because of blitzing and free rushers and stuff and the Vikings being able to kind of get guys, unblock guys into some run defense positions?
You know, I wouldn't say it's a direct result, but the threat of it is absolutely a direct result. You know, when you turn on the film, a lot of times you're going to see that line of scrimmage being mugged by a lot of different players.
Right.
And it may seem like they're blitzing because when the ball snapped, now they're reacting to a run and they might shift their weight and start going forward. But the idea of that play maybe wasn't to be an actual blitzer. It's just basically disguising the blitz to see if you can get some one-on-ones. And I think more often than not, that's where we're making a lot of our behind the scrimmage plays, is a guy like Jalen Redmond, who's an unknown
been really
guy,
good for you guys. Really good. Yeah.
Really, yeah. Really good. Really dynamic, really quick. I mean, his hand technique is phenomenal. You get him on a one-on-one where you have to honor the you know, supposed blitzing linebacker in the A-gap, and all of a sudden now you create a one-on-one at the three technique spot, and he's going to beat you every single time with his speed and quickness. So it's more of things like that, just the threat of it versus the actual blitz.
Previewing the Vikings with Ben Lieber here on 105.3 The Fan. We were breaking down the Cowboys linebackers earlier because they've struggled this year. And being a former linebacker yourself, we were talking instincts versus athleticism. Shout out to the dogs in the background, man. Yeah. We're a big dog show
over
here.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. How would you weigh that? Like, do you need the instincts versus the super athletic linebacker? Like, is that what's going to – obviously you want both, but I think that our guys are kind of lacking the instincts here.
Yeah, it's funny because I keep hearing that over and over again. You know, sounds like Murray's not really worked out when it comes to that spot, and neither has Logan Wilson kind of worked out in that spot, and you guys are kind of going shuffling back between the two. But, you know, look, me personally, I was not the most instinctful player, and I really thrived in a scheme where, A, I was blitzing, took away some of that thought process. And it really wasn't until I was an older veteran where I really had to understand and use the process of deduction every single play to help my instincts take over. Because if you just gave me you put me out on the backfield, or like, let's say that someone's backyard, and say like, hey, we're just going to line up and play football. I actually wasn't great at that. But if I knew where my threats were coming from and I knew who could block me and who couldn't block me, then I could play much faster. And so I think sometimes, you know, these guys, they need more time in a scheme. And the more time that I had in a scheme under Leslie Frazier, who I was with, or Mike Tomlin for the year, and we kind of played that classic Tampa 2, my first year in the Tampa 2 was terrible. I didn't understand it. I get into years 3 and 4, and all of a sudden, like, man, I really get it. And it accelerated my play because I knew before the snap of the ball, like, all right, based on formation, down and distance and what we were doing, like, I knew exactly where I'm supposed to go. So, you know, sometimes I think, you know, if you're looking at these players that you're talking about, it might just come down to experience and getting a high number of snaps.
Hey, Ben, if I have this right with your football as a player, you played for Marty Schottenheimer, with the Chargers? Did you play for him? What's your memory with about Marty and maybe with Brian, if you have anything like that?
I love Shotty. Shotty's great, man. We were together in San Diego, and you know, his wife and my wife are still pretty close, and so I've been secretly a Dallas Cowboys fan this whole season.
There you go.
It's been fun to watch, and I've been super super happy for him, and I can't wait to hopefully connect with him on the field. But you know, his dad was, you know, everything probably that you guys thought it was. He was like this juxtaposition of military general, but highly emotional dad. You know, like he would cry at the drop of a hat. I mean, when he was in a team meeting and he's giving a rah-rah speech and then he starts talking about how much he cares about us, I mean, he'd just start breaking down and he would just start crying. You're like, oh my gosh, like this is like, this guy like really is feeling this moment, right? But he was, I thought he was kind of equal parts everything. He could be demanding, he could be stern, but at the same time, he could kind of flash that smile and you knew that he had a warm heart. So I don't know. I love playing for Marty, and it was kind of unfortunate how everything kind of shook out there.
So maybe Brian's not that different from Marty when it gets down to it?
Is he a crier? I mean,
he gets
Shotty
emotional.
Yeah, well, then see, he kind of like takes after his dad a little bit.
We were just wondering if he was tough enough, but I think he's shown a couple of times, like at training camp, he got after the guys, and you know, he's been decent in the discipline department.
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me. I mean, he always came off as like the cooler kid. I mean, I still see him now with the visor on backwards. Like that's always been kind of his personality, you know. But you know, it's been so long since I've been around him that you know, I always kind of picture him as that kind of affable, you know, lovable guy. But you know, you can't not be influenced by the way his dad did it. I mean, he's got to have that sternness in his body. I mean, it's kind of like KOC here. I mean, people are shocked that he can be as like tough on the players as he is internally. And then you find out that his dad's a former FBI agent. You're like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Like, you know, it's like California cool, growing up in northern San Diego. And then you find out that his dad's this, like, tougho, you know, FBI agent. And you're like, yeah, I'm sure he wasn't, like, soft and cuddly at home. So I'm sure KOC's got a little of that to him, too.
So were you surprised that Shotty kept getting looked over for this opportunity? He seems like he's a hell of a coach in his first year.
You know, honestly, I guess I didn't really have any thoughts about it other than just, you know, I wasn't following it so close, like with these head coaching hires, like, oh man, Shotty's getting passed up. I always, you know, always respected everything that he was doing wherever he went. And it's kind of funny. Like I've got a friend of mine that I played with, a former teammate that's now a special teams coordinator. And it's hard for me to like picture him in that role, and I kind of maybe feel the same way about Shotty. Is like I always just see him as kind of like an equal and a peer, and like, you know, maybe not a head coach of a multi-billion dollar franchise. So when it happened, I'm like, hell yeah, like I didn't even expect this. So yeah, I was just happy for him because I guess I wasn't looking at that closely and never felt like he was getting slighted at other places.
Well, hell of a job, man. Painted a great picture, told some awesome stories. We can tell why you're having such great success up there. Ben Lieber, Vikings Radio, thank you for joining us here on your home of the Cowboys.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Good luck this weekend.
Cheers, same to you. Ben Lieber here on The Fan. Okay, Brian's birthday is tomorrow. He's going to be taking the day off. We got a roast of Krusty coming up. Is that what's
his
plan?
Yes, we do. I hit up Lucius this morning, and I said, man, go ahead. Let's find the best we can. And Lucius is going to run us through the G-Bag tradition that is the Brian Broaddus birthday roast. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for Krusty's Corner. No, I'm sorry. It's time for Krusty's Roast. Sorry, a little thrown off there. Had something unexpected at the break.
Yeah, something unexpected.
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels.
Did a pipe bust? No, I got a call from my dad.
Oh.
And he left a message, and then I had to make another call, and everything was okay.
Whew.
It was one of those, like, hey, I got to talk to you messages.
I get anxiety every time my phone rings in his family sometimes. I'm like, oh,
well,
gosh.
Yeah, I can say I've got an 86-year-old dad and an 82-year-old mom. And when my dad's calling me during the show and he leaves a message, it's like, hey, like, the message was something had happened to my mom.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I ran out there real quick and I called. And I couldn't get a hold of my dad, and I called my mom, and she picked up the phone.
Mm.
And I was like, Mom, I'm glad to hear your voice. One of those things.
Here's what dad just texted me.
This is what, and dad goes, I'm really sorry. I don't remember doing, you know. And I could hear him talking to my mom.
Okay.
And I was just like, my dad, he knows I do the show, and he called me twice.
Oh.
So while we were interviewing Ben Lieber. And I then went out and said, hey, and I couldn't get a hold of my dad. And then the message said something happened to my mom. And I called my mom just to see if dad had made a mistake. And he had.
My goodness.
Well, that's a terrifying
thing. My heart right now is pounding through my chest.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Gosh, thank goodness nothing's wrong.
No, that's what I was sitting there thinking. I was thinking, okay, these guys are going to be, we're going to finish out this show and it's going to be, you know, and, but man, when you just, and I'm, listen, they're 82, 86.
No, for sure.
They've had, you know, it's, you just know that one day you're going to get a call. And I didn't expect it after, while we're interviewing Ben Lieber.
Yeah.
But I bet my dad was not right, which was, you know,
yeah, he's a little confused.
A little confused.
Well, holy cow, man. Yeah, that is.
So she teaches, so she's gone.
Sure.
So when she's gone, he, I guess, gets confused.
Gets a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Imagination runs wild.
Yeah.
Well, all right, man. I guess all is well that ends well.
Yes,
but
it
you
is.
Looked like Casper the Ghost when you walked out there.
I
was like, oh, no, what's going
on
with Brian?
I didn't expect that call.
Yeah.
But listen, thank you. I appreciate you guys. Really
all right. Segment here is Brian's birthday roast.
the day
that his mom and dad welcome him into the world.
Yeah.
61 years and 364 days ago.
Yeah, how about that?
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We also are restocking the shelves of the North Texas Food Bank for the holiday season.
Please do that.
Go to 105thefan.com/donate. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with the best of Broadus.
Man, there's so many clips. I don't even know which one. There's so many clips of you, Mr. Broadus.
Yeah. It's a short radio career, not as long as you and Dawson, but a lot of chaos.
You had a great run now at this point. I mean, between ESPN.
Yeah.
Between when did ESPN start?
Well, I finished with the Cowboys. I started ESPN in 07.
Okay.
And then
coming up on 20 years.
And then 11 with DallasCowboys.com, and then with you now going on 6 years, you and Lucius.
And .com is a broadcasting operation at this point.
I think the reason I have this gig is because of .com. I mean, my media career is because of .com. Yeah.
Yeah, it was outstanding.
Yeah.
Lucky to have you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you are hammered. Drunk Broadus.
Yeah.
The margarita mix in the box.
Yeah.
What was this? Championship, right?
Championship parade.
Mr. Broadus having a great time.
I think, Wooly Bully, I want to ask you this because I think I saw you earlier. Some of the Tolos had like pre margarita mix.
Yes.
In a bottle.
In a bottle.
A bottle.
Yeah,
you can like hear it in your voice, too. This is when this is awesome.
You've been going for 5 hours. Yeah. He's hoarse.
I tell you what, man.
Sound like Joey McGuire on the sideline.
And started drinking.
I tell you one of the best times I've ever had in my life. A Darty. An absolute
best Darty
I've ever been in my life. Yeah,
that was our debut of Mardi Gras Broadus.
Yeah, it was.
We hadn't seen him up to that point.
Oh, yeah. You was loose as a goose.
I got called into Brian Purdy's office next day. I thought I was done with you guys. I was like, what did I say? And he's like, man, he goes, that was so much fun listening to you. And I felt bad for you, Lucius, because I was thinking, like, please don't cuss.
Yeah.
It was straight chaos, bro.
Please don't cuss on this radio and make him have to do something.
Chaos.
It was chaos.
Ryan, you're an absolute peach. You're in rare form, and it's a pleasure to broadcast.
I'm hammered right now, General. I'm not going to lie.
I know. That's exactly what I mean.
Dude, we all love it.
I was.
I'm hammered right now, General. I'm not going to lie.
I tell you what, I saw that G-Bag Nation flag at 9:40 in the morning, and that guy handed me a shiner, and that's where it started. And it didn't finish until like we ran out of beer at 6.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a bender.
It was a bender.
Tolos are loving it.
I'm actually going to go a little bit further.
Come on.
I'm going to try and carry this thing a little higher if I can.
Your BAC. Can you take your BAC higher?
I'm going to try.
You're a wild boy.
Fun.
Hey, I like this story right here, man. Mr. Broadus, we're going to go back to a young Broadus.
Yeah.
Open up those baseball card packs. He's getting mad because he gets the same guy all the time.
You got the packs of cards. Yeah, you rode the bike up to the 7-Eleven. The 25 cents. You got them. You usually got like 4 or 5 players. You got like a Mike Cubbage was a guy you always got.
Yeah.
God, another Mike Cubbage. But I'm like, oh, Mike Cubbage again. Oh, you know.
Yeah. He's cussing all over
again.
I see a young Broadus is cussing.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, it was bad. I did, man. You get the packs, you open them, it's the same player over and over. I get so mad.
You'd open the pack. We're usually right next to the convenience store, right? There'd be like a little patch of grass. You sit down there with your buddies under a tree.
Exactly, yeah.
Throwing that stick of gum.
Yep. Mm. The gum was terrible. And it was good at the same time.
It was amazing. Like, you would learn the entire league.
Yeah.
You would never watch games because they weren't on in your area.
Yeah, never.
And then randomly you'd see a World Series game. You'd know all the players because the damn cards all summer long.
Yeah, cards.
I don't know why I titled this. Broadus is like that kid Seth from Superbad. Don't know. Let's see.
I would have gone and bought a sleeping bag from, like, Dick's or one of those sporting goods stores. And just said, here, listen, just get in that. If you get cold, you know.
Zip it up.
Zip it up.
Bag.
Yeah. I can't. I just can't be sick, you know.
Well, speaking of Dixon Sports, big L to okay. all of us. We lost.
I knew you were going to do something with that.
Well, we lost.
I was thinking of another sporting goods store, and I couldn't think of another name, like Oshman's or something like
Sports
that.
Sports Authority Academy. Sports,
I couldn't, yeah. And it Dix immediately came into my mind. Pause.
I think that's the best one.
Your chef draws me off sides all the time. Chief and Dave Hellman are like my nemesis right now.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
That's G-Bag of the Decade right there.
That one, I think five times, yeah.
They said Broadus has an interesting prediction right here. Let's see.
I mean, yeah, you don't want to get stoned any, but he's going to have plenty of guys get stoned this game, I have a feeling.
Okay.
Seattle game.
Seattle game.
Okay.
Yep.
Look at you. Remember where it was. Look at you, Dawson.
Yep.
Look at that. This one happened today, Mr. Broadus. Oh. It's just real quick. I just thought it was kind of funny because Dak is a what?
The Dak Prescott initially was a crap practicer. Look.
He's a what?
That's
today. Yeah. It's the top of the hour, 2 o'clock.
Dak Prescott initially was a crap practicer. Look,
a crap practicer. What is that?
He was not a very good practicer.
You get paid to do
crappy.
That, huh?
He was a crappy practicer.
Couldn't get it together. They thought Jameel Showers might be as good as
that's
him.
That's what the scouts would tell you. They had Jameel Showers was their Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, Tony gets hurt, and here comes Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
Like there was not much of a thought of Dak until he went out there in those preseason games. It was like perfect.
Those three live mics were rough with Dak out there, man, sometimes. Whoa.
Yeah, it is tough, just like this.
Look, we got to find other ways to stop him, regardless of whether Mozzie's out here or not.
Let me tell you what, if Daniel Falalele.
I kind of like that.
But if he plays.
Falele.
I couldn't pronounce Falalele.
Falele.
Falale.
That's like when Roger Emmerich used to pronounce David Falavalita. Remember that?
He was really enjoying spring training.
Oh. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are now in the midst of a tie game. As Jankowski had the game-tying RBI, then he
damn
stole
right
second.
He
was about to come in for the game-leading run, but a hell of a play made out there in right field. So we're tied at 2 here. Surprise!
Damn right.
Were you drinking out there too?
Yes, okay, that was. Yeah. I think that was. That's when we had
that was the start of it. I was back home in the NICU listening, and you were just freaking hammered one day on the vodka.
Me and Eric. We were drinking the drinks we like, the golf
transfusions.
Drink, the transfusions. Yeah. We were drinking transfusions.
It wasn't just a bottle of vodka. This was a half gallon.
A half gallon, me and Eric.
And it was done in 2 hours.
Yeah.
They like put away a fifth of liquor each.
Oof. I can't believe you made it through the end of the
show. That was the night Matt Hicks and Eric Nadel took
yes,
us to dinner.
That's right.
I did buy dinner for those two because I felt bad.
Oh. Hey, you were pretty fired up about grilled cheese hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
During the broadcast, you guys were talking about it. Didn't appreciate Eric's response, apparently.
I spent like 14 minutes watching this guy.
Grilled cheese hot dogs?
Grilled cheese hot dogs. The guy was, and this is what's psycho about it. He was doing it on a flat top.
Yeah, that's the same one.
He was. He put the cheese on top, so he kind of packed it a little bit onto the hot dog in the bun. And then he put the cheese face down.
Ooh. Onto, to crisp it a little bit?
Yeah, he's... Yeah. That's the grilled cheese, dumbass.
Oh, cheese! Why'd I do that? That was so uncalled for.
He had probably said something to take you off earlier in the show.
That was so uncalled for.
That's the grilled
Eric's
cheese.
Eric's probably listening. I'm sorry, Eric. Dumb I didn't mean to do that.
You idiot.
Gosh dang it. I feel like a dumbass.
Harboring some bad intentions towards your guy Chief there.
Oh, man. I did. That was not good.
That is magical when you almost burn the cheese and it gets crispy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially on a burrito.
Yes. Oof. Yes.
Should you apologize to Madge? A crispy cheese on that burrito, on the breakfast burrito, little
yes,
part?
Yes, dude.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That is so good.
You're talking, Lucius. You know what it is.
Yeah, you need to apologize to Blake, apparently.
But the cake has to be moist.
What do you do? So you just take the icing off the top of the cake?
I don't completely take it off, but I'll take off about 87%. Leave about 13% icing for the cake.
It's like you go to a dessert situation. You go on a date and you get a dessert situation.
I'm not ordering a cake.
You're not ordering a cake, are you? Because you don't want to show her that you're an idiot, right?
No, he orders the cheesecake.
Oh, God, I love Blake. I love Blake. I really do, man. He's such a good young kid.
Jeez. You don't want to show her that you're an idiot.
That was pretty good, though. Lucius won it.
Yeah, that was great.
That's 87% of the frosting.
Yeah, get out
like,
of here.
Could you see him on a date raking the frosting off? Yeah. And she's like, what are you, a psycho?
This is disgusting.
Yeah, she's texting a homegirl. Girl, text me, call me.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here.
I'm kind of with him, though. Some of this icing just isn't good enough.
It can be overpowering, especially if it's like the colored icings.
Yeah.
That can be gross.
I apologize.
The really lightly whipped, weird icing.
Yeah, like red icing is bad.
You get a good homemade icing that your mom puts together with like powdered sugar and some vanilla extract.
Some Hennessy on it.
Fire.
Hennessy glaze.
Hennessy glaze. Yep. I'm going to do it on a ham, Lucius. Hennessy glaze.
They're doing it, dog. They're doing it. It's everywhere. Here's another one. You might have to apologize to Chiafalo more, you know?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Damn, Chiafalo's questions were dumb, I think. Yeah.
Gosh. He was hammered again.
I was way hammered. I hope the Stars win.
Broadest joke.
Oh, no.
Why is it just titled Broadest Joke?
Because I have
not
a joke.
And not
broadcasting joke.
It doesn't give me a clarification.
And before we get out of here, Boosie Badass, that is Coach Steve Spurrier's favorite little rapper, sends encouraging message to Dwight Howard. This is toxic, okay?
You can't suck it up.
You
man.
Can't.
Damn it, Brian.
Suck it up, man. To Dwight Howard is crazy.
Suck it up, man.
Yeah, you got to know who you're talking to sometimes.
Oh, that was good.
Twist my arm.
Oh, no.
More cussing on the radio.
Oh, if somebody has an opinion, it's fine. You don't have to agree with it. Don't make it personal. Don't look, you're a asshole, but you know, I probably can't say
it's
that.
It's just
people.
Just,
I probably can't say that.
I did apologize afterwards.
Oh, man.
I don't remember that one. That's glorious.
It's a post-game show, maybe? Yeah.
That might have been a post-game show.
That's a post-game show, I think.
I used the urinal again next to Travis Jankowski.
I did. Him
his
and Hedgie. Him
just
and Hedgie.
We, so
there were
bad.
Three of us. It was a contest to see who was the drunkest between us three. Yeah, for sure.
I love when you said this right here.
You pick your best three eaters against our best three eaters.
We're going to win.
Best
We're gonna
three win. Eaters, bro.
Best three eaters.
This man said, I got three of them on deck, dog.
Shoot. I guess that's it.
Yeah, thank you, Lucian.
I'll do one more.
What Let's lock in do? On defense.
Law of averages.
Drew Holiday, Swiss Army knife. Let's protect the rim.
Did win a championship playing that way, didn't
I like it.
Did.
No, they absolutely did.
They figured it out.
They absolutely did.
That was jerks.
So why are you getting hard on it?
Well.
So why are you getting hard on it?
Thank you, Lucius. I
yeah,
appreciate
man.
That.
Happy
man.
Birthday to Mom. Well,
happy
enjoy
birthday,
that
birthday,
everything.
Buddy. Thank you guys all. Thank
There's
everybody
so many more, bro. I can go through 50 more clips, dog.
That's so good. Thank
Legend.
You guys. Appreciate you.
Salute to you. Appreciate you. 903 says, happy birthday, Brian. That's
Thank
from
you.
Nolan and Tim in Carthage.
Appreciate you guys very much. Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday, Brian. Go Tigers, says John and Garland.
Go Thanks. Tigers.
My God, gents, can't stop cry laughing. Love brought us. That's the 469. Salute to everybody for making us part of your
Appreciate
day. Brian
that.
Will be out tomorrow to ring in his 62nd birthday.
Thank you.
Parents.
You lost your mind. I'm sorry, Dawson. I got to do this too, bro. Brought us lost his mind over the Ravens pick.
Oh, yes.
With the 76th pick in the 2022 NFL draft.
What you call Ravens?
The Baltimore Ravens select Travis Jones. Defense.
I knew this was going to happen. I knew it.
They didn't get Jordan Davis, so they get Travis Jones.
I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I mean, I'm not even sitting in their building, and I knew this was going to happen.
All right, bro.
You Travis Jones just got paid today. New $3 or $40 million extension.
There we go.
I knew it.
He knew it.
I knew it.
I like the modulation on the mic.
I went way, way quick on. Yeah. I mean, I was way up on it there.
Like the Cowboys influencer.
Yeah.
All righty, we got to run.
Thank you guys. Coming back to Crosstalk
with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking here for on a Thursday night. We're back with that here in the Jeep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bag Nation. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. It's time now to find out what's coming up on The Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake. And good evening, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
Elated once again, feeling very inspired. Hit the gym, felt good. Did record myself just for Fred and the Tolos and Fatties. And just got done filming a podcast with my boy Grant, so my NBA mind is spinning.
Nice.
Not just Mavs, just the NBA at large is very interesting right now. It's a very interesting time. And, of course, we got all the storylines kind of outside of football, you know, whether it be Sharon Moore, whether it be media members getting into it. There's so much to talk about.
I was going to ask you about the Mavs, and that's perfect because ESPN today, they did this AD full trade, you know, 360-degree view. And all the ideas that they presented were just crap. I would say I would prefer to have the small percentage chance that you make the playoffs and go on a run and just wait to deal Anthony Davis next year, because apparently his trade value has collapsed so far. You cannot get jack squat. Not a good draft pick, not a good young player. If that report is true, I'm good. I'll just keep AD for now.
Yeah, we went through every single trade on there and graded them, and Grant, who's as plugged in as anybody with the Mavs, he graded every single one below a C. The only one that got above a C kind of in comparison to the rest was the Warriors package, where you got Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, and the 2026 first from the Warriors, and the only person you shelled out was Anthony Davis. Now, am I jumping on the phone to make that call? No, but like you said, if you read that piece on the other trades that were on there, like Jaden Ivey, Ron Holland, and Tobias Harris, or Keldon Johnson, and a bunch of role players and second-round picks, like you're right, Gavin. There is the trade value seems very low, which is why the Mavs winning right now is the best case scenario, I do think, because this is a showcase month.
Like, as bad as you lost the Luka trade, you would lose this one just as bad if you took any of those deals that ESPN's floating.
And see, this is the thing that me and Grant kept going back and forth on, and I would love y'all's opinion. Do you just want to get the dark cloud of Anthony Davis and Clutch and the Luka trade out of here and recoup any assets you can, or take the chance that you're talking about, Gavin, and wait till the offseason? Say you go to the second round of the playoffs and AD looks great and his value is better than it's ever been, but obviously you have the risk of him getting hurt. That's the huge, you know, elephant in the room, if you will, of him getting hurt, and then you have no trade value. Extensions are coming up and you get nothing out of it. I think I'm on the pace of taking the middle road. I'm not going to get the highest value, but I'm not taking the chance of getting the lowest value. And I think fans, and I kind of think the Mavs organization is kind of just tired of AD and Clutch. And so maybe if you can find a middle ground and get decent value. I don't like any of the ones on that ESPN report. Hopefully it gets better as the Mavs continue to win and getting closer to the trade deadline. Teams get more desperate. They see, hey, we're an Anthony Davis away from competing. Hopefully the Pistons or somebody like that, which kind of interesting they were in the report since they're so good, even without AD, number one team in the East. But I'm ready to deal AD. I understand the return is not great. I'm just too scared. I'm risk averse of him getting hurt, and then we get absolutely nothing. Then you have an offseason with a hurt AD.
I mean, I don't detect any Anthony Davis animosity from the fan base. You know, I think he's associated with that trade, but he's a stand-up guy. He's a professional. And no disrespect to Ron Holland or anybody else on that list that might be from DFW, but I would look at all those trades as already getting nothing. Like, I would rather just have Anthony Davis.
I feel you. You're not getting great return on that. And just from, I mean, I was at the game during the Rockets game when they actually won, and Kevin Durant was there. Everyone was there except for Alperen Şengün. And the Mavs played well. And I was sitting in the lower bowl, and a lot of what I was doing was listening. What are the fans saying? What are people saying around me?
Journalism.
I mean, honestly, how are people reacting when certain players score, when certain players check in? And I would say with AD, it was, especially in that first quarter, it's just like a bunch of laughing. Like, I think he airballed the very first shot of the game. I texted you, Fred. I said all the people in the area just started laughing at him. So do I think there's an animosity of we don't want you here? A little bit. But I think it's just always going to be you're not as good as Luka. You never will be. And it doesn't hurt. It doesn't help that you're always hurt as well. So you're in a sticky situation, because let's not forget you've got co-interim GMs making the call. Guys that may not even be in it here next year. So.
Yeah, but I think next year the Thunder are going to have to part ways with a number of key players.
That'd be great.
And, you know, contending might be back on the table, depending on if you can make other right moves.
When's the trade deadline?
In
February?
February
6th, yeah. Something like that.
I think there's much to do about nothing right now.
What is? What's much to do about
his value.
Think it's going to go
just
up?
Just stay healthy, win games. And the NBA is notorious for making idiotic moves. There will be, whether it's Detroit, whether it's Chicago,
Atlanta.
Some GM whose job's on the line, has to make a move, doesn't know if he's going to be there, and needs to do something, put his chips to the table in the center, boom, done. You're going to get AD will be gone by mid-February.
Do you feel like, though, that because you have interim GMs that you need to stay pat, like Dawson's saying?
It's going to be
and
tough.
Let somebody else be the orchestrator of
Dennis Lindsay
team.
Come in here and make the trade?
Yeah.
I will say, I think a person has a louder voice than people are giving credit for is Jason Kidd.
I think he's probably the acting
GM, if you will, right
you're
now.
Right, you're not wrong.
Anything to timestamp for tonight?
Corey Chavis, 7:40, and then Greg Riddle from Dallas Morning News talking a little Texas high school football. DFW represented this weekend.
Mm. Have a great night, gentlemen.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and 635. Just went 5 flawless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Broadus. Happy birthday to you, sir. Be off
Thank
tomorrow.
You guys.
I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation Eddies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.